You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Well, unless when I ask them if they want to say hello on the podcast.
I don't think they will.
I ask them.
No, that can't steal my glory.
I just think, is that what she's thinking?
I'm going to ask them.
Emma, no.
Together. Here, Tommy and Joe, come here for a second. Don't cough on the podcast. Come here.
Why?
Just come in. We're recording. Do you want to say hello?
Hello.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
You
just talk into the mic.
No.
No, okay. No, do you want to say hello?
No. Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Tommy.
Did you brush your teeth?
I can't remember.
What an oddly specific and random question.
Yes.
Okay, night. You can't hear a wave on the podcast.
You're grounded. You're grounded.
Well, that was about what I thought it was going to be.
Stealing my thunder. I don't like that.
So how have you been since last week?
I've been good. My week has kind of been thrown up into the air. And, you know, everything's different this week.
Why? Oh, sorry, I know. I can't believe. I was going to say, can I just tell you what I thought? I was like, is this going to be some boring thing about college? And then...
Emma, that's very rude of you to say. Some boring thing about college.
I'm trying to be honest with you. This is open communication. I thought, this is going to be some boring thing about college where so-and-so lecturer is doing something. And I'm like, oh, God, yeah. But I know now what you're talking about is you're talking about Bake Off.
Yeah.
So it was meant to be on last night, Tuesday.
Oh, you've gotten them. Good job.
I know. But it wasn't because of football.
Yeah, so it's on tonight.
It's on tonight.
But we keep them with the have to end the podcast to go watch Bake Off.
Yeah.
Streak, so you know.
Yeah, well, because you're
we
in
love
a
continuity.
You're in a different headspace the evening that Bake Off is on. You're like, Bake Off's on. I'm going to get this done so I can start my wind down process for Bake Off. Correct?
My wind-up process for Bake Off.
Oh, wind-up, okay. So this week, oh, actually, let me see. Just speaking to the mic there before we start.
Hi there, guys.
Oh, yeah, grand.
You're grounded.
Oh, yeah, you're grounded. With myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic co-host, Ella Dorn. Actually, before we get started as well, I have to say I met one of our loyal listeners.
Our?
Yes.
Oh, my God, this is so exciting.
On Saturday. Adam.
Adam, cool. Hey, Adam.
And yeah, he's a big fan.
Thanks, Adam.
I was like,
like, you're not giving me any more information. You're just like, this guy called Adam.
No, I was like, do I say his second name? But I was like, maybe he wants to remain anonymous.
Anonymous Adam.
Anonymous Adam. Get in touch. Do you want to remain anonymous? So yeah, that was nice. And but this week...
We're talking about Anonymous Adam.
No, this week we're talking about you. No, this week. Sorry, I just got real distracted there. Oh, I'm in desperate need of a shower. So I know, I just, you know what I did?
You're lucky this is just audio, guys.
No, but I went to wipe my eyes and it was just like, do you ever wipe your eyes?
Just grime comes off. Is that
yeah,
what was happening?
It was just fucking grime. Well, it was a bit of mascara, but I was like, I don't even think I put on mascara today. So
she's doing well.
Fun fact, I'm not big on mascara.
Do you have anything fun this week going on?
Any
fun things you'd like to tell the people?
Fun. I'm going down to Trim tomorrow to film some stuff for the Pooka Festival. Pooka. I'm doing that. So I'm in Gorey on Saturday.
Oh.
In Ashdown Hotel.
Oh, know it well.
Do you?
Yeah, that's where I've gone to weddings there.
Have you?
Stuff. Yeah, I've stayed in there, yeah. Know it well.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't.
They have nice scones.
I've only really stayed in Mobile. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a bit late for me.
At a wedding, I went there 3-4 years ago.
Whose wedding was it?
My father's.
Oh, watch the Hoover there.
He
got married.
Yeah. Oh, spoiler alert. You weren't there.
Thanks for the invite.
He got married and I brought a friend down with me. And the morning after the wedding, they had,
what's your friend's name?
My friend's name is Mary.
Mary.
I brought Mary down with me.
Mm.
And the morning after the wedding, they had like little like picky, they had like tea and scones and stuff.
Were you going to say picky bits for breakfast? I think
no,
that's called a
breakfast.
Selection. Will you watch the Hoover? You're,
I'm not doing anything to the Hoover.
Go on, sorry.
It's not even a Henry. So
sorry,
like,
I just got angry about
what
nothing.
What am I doing with it?
We just watch the Hoover.
What? Sorry, guys. I just need to reposition myself away from the Hoover. Can I continue my...
Sorry, it's actually very organised in here. I cleaned it. Isn't it much better now?
Away from the Hoover. Yeah, so organised. You have to try to drag me away from the Hoover that's
no,
wedged beside me.
Now. You're too close to me now. Go on, Annie. So you're in the hotel,
yes,
breakfast.
In the morning
they
had...
Nothing about the wedding, guys.
No, in the morning they had scones. Anyway,
yeah.
Mary was like, oh my God.
Yeah, because everyone, when they go to a wedding, they're like, what's the deal with the breakfast? That's the fucking main thing.
It wasn't breakfast, it was just scones. Anyway, so the scones.
But you obviously went down fucking... Bang, Erdy, you just went down for the continental breakfast.
It wasn't a breakfast thing, it was just scones before we left the hotel. It was just, oh my God,
they didn't foot for the brekkie for the guests.
No, we had breakfast. It was just a little thingy, just scones, okay? We
after
scones.
Breakfast or before?
After breakfast, we had some scones. Or maybe it was when we came into the hotel. I don't remember. Anyway,
oh
we
God.
Had...
Were you on drugs?
I think it was when we came into the hotel, actually.
At the start, you at scones during the wedding.
When we first came in, because it was going to be a while before dinner, so I think they're trying to give us like a little snack. Yeah, that's what happened. Anyway, so scones.
What happened to Prosecco? And
I think
like,
there was alcohol going around as well, but obviously...
Are you sure these weren't hors d'oeuvres?
It was scones.
And you called them scones.
They had cream and jam and raisins. It was a scone, okay?
And did some have like, were some triangle shaped and like with sesame seeds?
No, they were scone shaped. Scone shaped
circles.
Well, they weren't flat like they were in circles.
Okay, so the scone hors d'oeuvres. Yeah.
Anyway, they had scones, and Mary really loved these scones. Like, she banged on about these scones for the next like
fruit
three
scones.
Yeah, for the okay. next like 3 days. So now every single time we pass the Ashdown, my dad goes, "Oh, you must get some scones for Mary. It's been like 4 years, and she loved these scones so much that it's still a topic of conversation to today."
So that's the takeaway from the wedding.
Yeah, they had nice scones. They were kind of, they were bog standard scones.
No wonder they didn't want to invite me. Imagine if I'd been there. Anyway, I'm in the Ashdown hotel on Saturday, but it is sold out.
I didn't know they did.
Yeah, well, it's Yellow Belly Comedy Festival.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I was in a different place last year, but it's not, it's mixed bill. It's me, Neil Delamere and Colin Murphy.
Know them well.
You know them. Yeah, they'd be very much, you'd know them obviously from the panel and stuff like that, which you would have
good
been
lads,
big.
Good lads.
Good lads. Pretty sure about, well, I'd say Colin's in his 50s.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I know Colin.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your favourite, what's, when you think of Colin Murphy, what do you think of?
He really likes, a pint of Murphy's, that's a kind of Guinnessy pint, isn't it?
Oh my God, he actually fucking does.
Yeah, don't you? I know him well.
Where is he from?
He's from Kildare.
No, he's from Belfast.
Okay, well he spends a lot of time in Kildare.
I think he did an ad for Murphy's. Actually, speaking of comedians, Eddie Mullarkey never got back to me. Remember,
his name.
Yeah, I got back to him and I said, "Oh, what's, you know, the origins of your name?" Or I just wanted him to confirm it was a real name.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Oh yeah, you know, great, no problem. I'll check with my mom and dad and find out like fucking how it all started or something." And I was like, "Eddie, like seriously, 7 second audio, just like yeah, the name's real." So he's fucking...
You've obviously put the poor man into an identity crisis.
Well, he's
crisis.
Obviously waiting on his fucking DNA test to come back to see his
he's
heritage.
He's like, who am I? Who is Eddie? Like, you sent him spiralling now. Good job. He's not going to be on the comedy scene for the next 5 months. He's going to be...
I actually haven't seen him.
Exactly. He's spiralling.
So anyway, sorry, just to keep, you know, people posted on all the things. So that's on Saturday. And then the next weekend... I'm doing Galway Comedy Festival and I'm doing Pooh hookah festival.
Do you have to like kind of like spit and kind of make a weird
So I have
face
two gigs at Galway and two at Pookah. So you won't see me next weekend.
Woo!
Basically.
Woo!
Is what I'm saying
to you. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
See if you can help me out. Maybe listeners can help me.
Oh, what's this going to be?
Not everything I say has to be a, what's this going to be? So I have a birthday party.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. And it's a, like the theme is dress as your favourite decade.
Okay, but hang on. Is your Instagram private?
No.
Okay, so people can DM you.
If they, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Grand.
Yeah.
And what's your Instagram?
Ella Dorn something, I don't know. Emma.
Oh, great. Ella. Great. Guys, can you help me? Ella Dorn something.
Ella. Anyway.
Is it Ella underscore something?
Ella underscore Dorn, I think. Might be another underscore.
Okay, go on anyway.
Anyway, so I don't know what to, I don't know what to do though. I don't know what decade to dress up as.
Decade to
dress
up as?
I've gotten to the point that I'm like, what decade is the most synonymous with nudists? Maybe I can just go nude and not have to bother finding out.
To work?
No, I'm going to birthday.
Oh, the birthday, yeah. Sorry. For me, if I had to pull one out of the bag, well, it would be 60s, 70s or 80s.
Yeah. I could do like...
If I was you,
like
I'd...
Like a plague girl. Like a plague doctor. Could go like, it doesn't have to be the...
Yeah.
I never said which century. I could be a Roman. I could be a Viking.
Well, if you're going to be a Roman, just try a...
Throw a bedsheet over me.
Yeah.
That's promising, yeah.
Or you could go as like Florence Nightingale or...
Yeah.
It's more decade-based, isn't it?
It is decade, but that technically is a decade.
I'm trying to think if I have anything... Well, it depends. Are you going to buy something for it or are you going to just work with your own wardrobe?
I don't know.
Well, what about 90s? Obviously, I have plans of 90s gear.
Yeah. I'm going to do whatever is simplest.
I would say 90s.
Yeah, probably.
Because even like your Puma zip-up top and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do 90s.
90s would be the simplest and most casual.
We'll give you a picture next week. Of the look, hashtag look.
Cool.
If I don't end up bottling it and just...
No, do 90s.
I'm 2020s, guys.
No, because 90s would be close. Do you want one that's least effort and you feel comfortable in?
Yeah.
Well, 90s would be probably closest to...
Do you know what I could do instead?
What?
I could do 90s, but I could just get you to go in my place.
No.
No?
No. Do 90s and... Are you going to put on any makeup?
No, probably not.
Did you change your eyebrows?
No.
Oh, they're very shaped.
Thanks.
Did
you come into my bed at night and give them a little pluck?
Just the unibrow. Just do thin eyebrows or pencil the eyebrows and do like lip liner or something.
Yeah.
Because the makeup was shit anyway. So, I mean, you don't have to do any effort.
Are you implying that if I tried to do makeup, it would be shit?
Well, yeah. Well, you don't wear makeup, so...
I'm hurt.
Well, you wouldn't know your contour from your highlighter, would you?
Contour is to make shadows. Highlight is to bring out light. And...
Okay, well, do it on your... let's see you do it on your face. It's not your bag. So, yeah, do 90s.
Okay.
And you can borrow whatever you want. Actually, because I do have like big, huge combats that are very 90s.
Mm, okay, thanks for the help.
Okay, cool. They're in that wardrobe there.
Amazing. Thanks.
So this week we were going to talk about good thing, bad thing.
Mm. See, Emma told me she wanted to do this an hour ago, maybe?
Yeah.
An hour ago, maybe. And I just feel like it's going to be difficult for me to come up with, let's say, a bad thing... For every good thing.
Well, that's what we said. We said instead of doing all good things, that would be a bit much. And instead of doing all bad things, because that would be a bit much. For every bad thing, we'd have to say a good thing.
Okay.
Okay. Will I start?
You can go first.
I only said this to you before I left the house.
Yeah.
And then I went to the gym and now I'm back and I'm all sweaty and decrepit and whatever. So I'm just going to go. I said to you, I'm just going to go with my gut here and roll it.
Yeah, completely honest.
Okay. Bad thing.
Okay. starting strong.
You on the phone.
Yes.
Is horrific and it's unsettling to watch.
We've already talked about this.
I know, but even it happened this evening, you got some call. Yeah. Who was that call from?
It was just a call.
But even when you had the headphone in and the absolute panic stations to answer the phone call and get out of the room while answering the call was unsettling, and it actually made me feel anxious.
Mm.
So I didn't like that at all.
Well, I've got a bad thing for you.
Oh, okay.
We can disconnect all of them. I don't like when you take phone calls very liberally.
Spit it out.
You take phone calls at liberty. You don't, like, I don't notice when you're taking a phone call because you're so comfortable with it. So, like, we'll be in the same room and then you'll be like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, good, thanks. And then you go, you look at, you give me a dirty look. And a lot of the times, especially when I was a kid, she would have like shushed me. But I genuinely thought she was trying to like have a good deep conversation with me. But she's actually on the phone to someone. And she doesn't care about me.
What if you want to get in the deep and meaningfuls, just phone me.
Well, clearly. But I would constantly, I'd come into the room and I wouldn't realise you're on the phone, and then you'd ask a question or like you'd say something, but then I'd go to reply and I'd be like, oh, she's on the phone.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. So if you could just wear a big hat that says on the phone when you're on the phone, that'd be helpful, because clearly you having a phone up to your ear and talking into it isn't enough for me. So if you could just kind of get like a big sign or something.
Okay, cool. I'll try. A good thing now?
Yeah, good
thing. Does it have to be related to the same topic? Or can it just
Whatever you're feeling.
Good thing would be... Oh God, let me think.
Emma?
Let me think. Your natural disposition is happy. You are a happy person.
Mm.
And so... You're a pleasure to be around. And when you're not in a good mood, it's rare. So it's always, there's a reason behind it.
Mm.
So, you know, some people might be in a mood and they're just in a mood. Like, there's absolutely no reason for it. So are you getting ready for your next bad one about me?
No.
No, but your natural disposition is happy.
Mm.
Yeah, you're a happy person, so you're a pleasure to be around.
That's a very nice one, Emma.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Something good.
You don't have to do good for me. If you have another bad one, you can roll it. Roll with what's happening. Keep it organic. Don't force it. Don't force a positive. I don't want a pity positive.
I have a bad one for you.
Yeah, go on. I knew it.
So, okay.
Here we go. Go on.
You can be a little bit manic.
Oh.
So when you decide that you're gonna like start doing something,
mm-hmm.
you're doing it. So like it'll be like, we'll all be kind of like chilling, taking it easy, and on like a Sunday afternoon. And Emma's taking it easy as well. She's, you know, vape nation, having her tea, having a bit of a biscuit. And then all of a sudden she's like, clean time. It is time to clean, guys. But you're like, okay, Emma, that's your buzz. That's cool. But she's like, no, this is everyone's buzz now. So she gets on a buzz and she's like, come on, guys, come on. And get everyone else on that buzz. And then everyone's a bit like, oh God, I wasn't on that buzz yet.
But everyone does that when they're on the cleaning buzz. Everyone tries to rope everyone else into their buzz.
You have a bigger cleaning buzz.
No, but you know what happened to me the other day?
Oh.
I was on a cleaning buzz and the cleaning buzz had to continue on into the next day because that's what the buzz was and we needed to get it all finished.
Yeah.
And then I came back into the house and Shane was painting fucking shelves. And I was just like, this is not the fucking buzz I want.
This is not painting buzz.
He forced his paint. He said, I see your cleaning buzz and I raise you. And I've got to give you a painting buzz. And I was just thinking, oh, for fuck's sake. But I do, I know that I do that. But somehow, but I'm not going to stop doing that. But everyone does that when they're on a cleaning buzz.
Somehow when I was a kid, you'd always get on your cleaning buzz. Like exactly when I was like doing something that was that was like real, like it was real important. Then all of a sudden it was like out of, and there's no warning either.
No, well, there's no warning for me
it's
either.
It's not like, oh, it always happens on a Saturday. It always
I can't be one of those.
It's just
people.
Like attack.
Yeah, it has to be attack. And you know what? Funny you bring that up. I actually did a video the other day.
Okay.
About rage clean. That's I just have to figure out what to call it. It's either going to be rage clean or it's going to be called when you're definitely not pissed off about something.
I think it could be called on that cleaning buzz either. Because that's what it is.
On that cleaning buzz.
Yeah, on that cleaning buzz.
Okay, I'll call it that. Thanks. On that cleaning buzz. Just on that cleaning buzz.
Yeah.
Not when you are. No. Just on that cleaning
buzz. Clean
okay, I'm going to have to write that down so I remember. Got you young people on that cleaning.
If you dare post that video without that title, I'm coming for you.
No, that's why I'm running it down. I'm like, I've agreed to it now.
Amazing.
Do you want a negative or do you want a positive?
Yeah, I don't mind. Whatever you're feeling. Whatever's coming to you.
Well.
Nope.
I would say.
It's never good when the person starts hysterically laughing beforehand.
Well, when you're on a bad buzz, you're on a bad buzz.
Whatever do you mean, Emma?
No, it's occasional. It's occasional. It's kind of, it's a lot less than my cleaning buzzes. I would say it's probably once a year. Yeah, once a year, I would say. But like when you're on a bad buzz, you're fucking hysterical.
What constitutes a bad buzz, Emma?
Do you want me to pinpoint one?
Yes. I'd love to hear your what you think a bad buzz is. Maybe I can rationalize it for you.
Okay.
Maybe it's actually your fault. I think I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
It's going to be something about...
Come on.
It's going to be something about me in the sun. Is it going to be...
No!
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. It's nothing about you. It's nothing about you getting sunstroke. Oh my God, I feel like we're laughing too much on this. Okay, so... I'm like, if people don't know, so I'm sure they're listening and go, why are these two just fucking laughing all the time? Because it's funny.
Fucking weird. Okay.
Bad buzz, Ella, would be, do you remember when you had the thing in college?
You gotta...
That didn't go to plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that was major bad buzz, wasn't it? Like, that was on that cleaning buzz times 100. But it's only once a year or once every like 18 months. So I'm just saying, when you're on a bad buzz,
it's not a great buzz.
It's not a great buzz. Like, it's fucking hysterics.
Yeah, I'll take
but then
that.
It simmers down.
I'll take that.
So it's just a bad buzz. I mean, that's all it is. But then you see, maybe, you see, and I'm not backpedaling at all. Don't get me wrong. It's still a bad fucking buzz. But maybe you feel it more when it's your child, as opposed to, say, if Shane was on a bad buzz, I mightn't feel it the same, or a friend.
Because you don't care about them, but you care about
no,
me.
But it's not going to be the same level of intensity.
Not the same buzz.
It's not the same buzz, yeah. So you on a bad buzz, yeah. Do you want a positive?
I'll give you a positive. I haven't given you a positive
oh,
yet,
yeah.
Have I?
I don't know. Have you?
I don't think I have. I like when...
Oh, here we go. I just have to do it like that.
Can I give you a good... positive. I like when... Oh.
I fucking hate when you crack your fingers.
I didn't. It just cracks. I'm an old woman. I like when you surprise me with Coke Zero.
Oh yeah,
I think that's really good. Just feeding my addiction. It's
touch my fucking Coke Zero.
It means a lot to me.
But sometimes you just gotta love a Coke Zero, don't you?
Hashtag spawn.
I don't even like regular Coke anymore.
No,
I find it too much. I can't remember the last time I had a regular Coke. I'm in a bad way if I'm having a proper Coke.
Bad buzz.
I'm on a bad buzz.
Bad buzz.
And I'm taking three sips and fucking the rest of it in a bush. I just can't handle it anymore.
Littering.
Well, not fucking the can't. Well, yeah, if it's a really bad buzz. I'm not a litterer, but if I'm on
but
a bad,
bad... You're throwing cans into bushes.
If I'm on a bad, bad buzz, like a real bad one. Yeah, do you know... I'd kind of like a Coke Zero, but I've got a bit of a toothache going on.
We have Coke Zero. Caffeine-free as well.
It's actually all right.
It's grand.
I might have one with Bake Off.
There you go.
I'm going to have... Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
What's your next one for me?
Positive. You are very sensitive to other people's... feelings. Yeah, like you are.
I guess that's a good one.
You are a kind person. I would say you're like you're not mean. I honestly don't think I've ever heard you. You're not mean. I've never heard you say or do anything mean. I don't think you've ever done it. I'm sure you have, but. You're the least
Don't speak out, Sandra.
You're the least mean person I know.
That's a nice thing.
And I don't think you'd ever I don't think you'd have any interest in, like, revenge or... Do you know what I mean?
Not yet.
No, but you don't operate like that. So, yeah, I feel you're definitely... I would say you're the kindest person I know.
You'll make me cry.
Yeah, but you're just a very kind person. And you've always been very kind and intuitive. And you wouldn't want anyone to, like, feel left out. Or you wouldn't want to be mean to anybody, even if you really didn't like them.
Thanks.
If I didn't like people, I'd lean towards... fuck them, be mean, but you still wouldn't want to be mean to people.
I admire that though about you, that you don't like that, you're very good at, like,
well, but you see
the difference.
If you're like negativity, whether you're receiving or putting it out, it's not good either way.
Well, not so much negativity, but like,
you yeah know, but like, you're, to be when you goodness, are sorry, mean guys. To somebody else, you have to get a little negativity into your psyche. Do you know what I mean?
Hashtag Emma.
You've got to be a little bit
psychologist.
Well, you've got to be a little bit mean to know how to be mean back.
Yeah,
I guess. You know? So, I mean, yeah, but it's not as good as being not mean. So, that's what I would say. But at the same time, what I would say is, just buy the odd box of Winders. Just buy, you're eating your brother's Winders.
I asked every time. I asked for them. I said, can I have one,
please? For your 21st, we're going to get you a big crate of Winders. Kellogg's Winders.
Can I have the strawberry and apple ones? They're my favourite.
Why? What's the other ones?
They have the just strawberry ones and they have the strawberry and blackcurrant. I like the strawberry and blackcurrant as well. But my favourite's the strawberry and apple.
I don't even look at them. But they're actually very hard to find.
This is why I find them in the press.
They don't have them in the centre of the road. They don't have them in Lidl.
Do they have Winders where you guys live, guys?
Dress up as a Winder. That's not a decade. yeah, they're just very hard to get. I'm trying to get bits. I got bits in Lidl, right? I got a little selection and they had these, did you see the lemon and blueberry
oat things? Yeah, I have those all the time, yeah.
Tommy took he grated his tooth off.
Oh, they're lovely. I like
he's
them.
He's like,
I like them. I used to
And Joe had it. Joe, they came home and Joe had it and he's like, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, honestly, it was just like you'd hardly notice it. Magnifying glass by you. And I was like, you
when you know,
this.
You know.
He just when wasn't you know, vibing know. With it, I suppose.
Should I have a good thing for you? I'll have a good thing, then I'll do a bad thing.
Yeah, okay, go on.
Right, a good thing.
Oh, you've lining these up, have you? No. Are you just doing a good thing now because you've got a juicy bad thing? Like, no, I have to cushion
it's
this.
Not, it's not a juicy bad thing. You won't care. So good thing.
No. She's so sensitive. She's so sensitive and always considerate about this. You won't care.
But you won't.
You won't care about
I'm aware of your feelings. You won't care. Okay. Anyway, good thing. You're very ambitious. Mm-hmm. And you get stuff done. You get stuff
Thanks.
Done. And you get other people to get stuff done as well.
Do I?
Yes. But I feel like if like me or the boys are like, oh, I'm not sure if I can do this or if I know how to do this, you give a good pep talk.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you give a good pep
talk. Oh, I like that.
You give a good pep talk. You're like,
oh, that's good.
You do a good, come on.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's good. Because sometimes I feel like I give them and like people are like, nobody asked for this.
So, you give a good pep
talk. Look, if I know at least one of my children is for them,
that's enough.
That's enough proof. What was the bad thing?
You don't really understand the whole punctuality thing. It's not really something that you
veto
that you get. You use time. You're like, oh yeah, well, like if there's like a if you're like, oh yeah, we'll leave the house at.
Okay, that's different.
2:30. It's like 5:00.
I pick and choose stuff. If it's stuff around this house and stuff that doesn't need a time, then yeah, I'm taking the piss with that. I'm taking the piss, and I am doing jobs then. I'm going on mini cleaning buzzes before we leave the house when I don't need to, but I want to because I'll feel better when I come back.
Mm.
And I do that. That's why I'm reluctant. You want times. What time are you leaving at?
Yeah.
And I did now. I'm going to throw that right back at you. Your obsession with time is quite annoying. Ellie used to do this thing where she used to try and manipulate me into leaving early. When you were a child, you used to get your coat on, you stand in the hall at the door, and I'm like, I didn't tell you we're going now. I was like, we're not going now. We're going when I'm ready. You know, you just throw me this look like, that's disappointing. Like, you say this when we're going somewhere. We're like, what time are we leaving at? I'm like, why, is something on? You're like, no, I just like to know what time. And I'm like, well, I wish I could tell you, but I can't because I don't know what buzz I'm going to be on tomorrow.
Will I be on a good buzz or a bad buzz? She doesn't know.
I don't know. What's happening with the moon? Is it a full moon? Where am I in my cycle? Who fucking knows? Am I going to decide to have a few drinks on Friday night? I don't know. So, look, if it's things that don't need a time, then the time gets skewy. If somebody says to me, we're doing this thing, let's meet at 11:30, I'm good about that stuff. I won't leave people hanging. I'm never late for gigs. I'm always on time for gigs. For things that actually have a time and need to start at a particular time.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be so great if you were like,
I just can't do it with leaving the house.
But like if you were like, come on guys, we're going to leave at 4:00 and then we left at 4:00. Imagine how amazing that would be.
I know, but I can't do it. Like if we're, say me and you are going to Dundrum, right, I can't put a time on that because it doesn't matter.
But it does.
But it doesn't.
It does matter.
But it doesn't. That doesn't need a time.
I wonder which one of us is in the minority here. I think you need to do a little poll.
Well, I'm good on time. But like when I've arranged to meet people at a time.
Yeah.
I'm not that. I wouldn't leave somebody sitting on their own in a coffee shop for like half an hour, an hour. I'd be really like, not happy with myself doing that. So I'm always punctual.
Okay.
You're just a bit anal about time. And when you start getting that thing of what time are we leaving at? me and Shane just look at each other because we were on the same page with that. We would say, we'll leave around three, we'll leave around
one. I don't like this whole around thing.
And we will. We'll do it within that hour. But when we say around three, it's not going to be 3 o'clock.
I've gotten better though, haven't I?
You have gotten better. But just now when we say around three, it's not going to be three. It's going to be around.
Gotten better.
And you need to stop standing in the hall.
Don't stand
and spooking everybody.
Don't stand in the hall anymore. Don't do that.
Spooking
guys,
everyone.
Guys, I don't do that.
Another positive. No.
Whatever you're feeling, Emma. Whatever's calling to you.
It's positive and... Let's do positive and a negative, right? No. You are, like, self-sufficient. But I feel you should be, like, you're 20.
Yeah.
So I do, I know it's...
I wipe my own bum.
No, but like, you do your own bits. Mm. I'm not getting involved in your bits. I do like as well, now obviously you have a lot of dinners with us that Shane has prepared, but you know, you get a lot of your own stuff. So I like that you do that.
But
you keep... You're hiding the remote control all the time, every time you sit in that chair. And it doesn't annoy me as much, but it annoys me having to listen to Shane going on about
but
you
I don't,
hiding that
but
remote.
But I don't do that.
Yeah, but he's fucking convinced. So you just need to sort out, you need to get like a holster for it or like the remote.
I literally just put it beside the cushion.
Yeah, but that's
fucking, I put it on the arm of the chair.
It's absolutely spooking the fuck out of him. So you need to... sort that out.
But we have,
because I can't listen to him.
We have about seven remotes as well.
Look, that's what I was saying to you. It's not, this is not on my watch, but if I have to hear him talk about where you've left the remote again, I'm going to scull you with the remote. In the nicest possible way.
In the nicest way you're going to scull me with the remote.
You're very disciplined.
Yes.
I like that. Because I do get this is my theory about being disciplined. Be disciplined about the stuff you need to be, and then be flippy floppy whatever about the stuff you don't need to be. And I feel like you've got a good balance.
Flippy floppy, guys.
No, but like you're in the stuff you need to be, but then when it's time to be in a dressing gown and having a few treats and chilling out and whatever, you're doing that as well. I wouldn't say you're not on this being productive treadmill kind of thing. You're disciplined, but you've got a good balance. And I think a lot of people struggle. They're either one way or the other, or
yeah,
do you know.
But it's, I feel it's a hard scale, isn't it?
Yeah but I think you have a good balance. My nose is running.
Can I catch it?
But all in all, I think you're just a very nice person, and yeah,
I've got a bad thing.
I did a great job.
I've got a bad thing.
You've got a bad thing?
Yeah, I've got a bad thing. It's a really good bad thing.
Oh Jesus.
So.
Oh my gosh, she's giddy at the prospect of telling me.
Okay, you have...
Oh no.
You have so many different devices that you can... You've got headphones.
Yeah.
You've got your snug earphones.
Yeah.
You've got so many different things that you could use to not play things out loud. But you're still insistent on playing things out loud on their full volume.
Okay, so thank you so much for listening to the podcast this week.
And then also, like, when you're on your phone,
I want to...
you don't hear anything I'm saying either, so I don't have to keep repeating myself because you've got this like block that you won't hear anything I'm saying. So I'd be like, Emma, Emma, Emma.
I think I'm going to retract my statement about meanness, because this does feel a little bit mean, just ever slightly. So do you know what it is? Will I tell you what it is? I don't care.
I know. That's what I'm getting at. I'm getting at the main point.
It's just
is that Emma doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm just in the zone. I'm just in pure No fucks given. Do you know what it is? It's usually when I've been like, oh, house to myself. And then I'm like, oh, I don't. And then I'm like, nah, just going to act like I do. It's just total of me being like, lack of consideration.
I do love
your radio
self.
On.
I love
telly
myself
on,
where you are, though. Flaring.
Yeah, but sometimes you just get in the zone and, you know.
But yeah, it's a bad one. It is a bad one, yeah. I've gotten better, though.
Yeah.
Have gotten better,
yeah.
Haven't I?
Yeah, you have. Yeah,
but sometimes I see you and you're sitting there and you've your headphones in, and I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna have a listen to this now.
I can still hear it though.
Anyway, thanks so much for listening.
Anyway, I would highly recommend that everyone do this exercise
with anybody
in your family.
Do you think
any
so?
Of your friends. Just make sure that you sandwich them. They always tell us.
Yeah.
They always tell us in when we get feedback in psychology that the tutors and lecturers use the sandwich technique, which is, oh, this is great.
Great, bad, great, is it?
Yeah. This is great. You've done great. It's kind of shit that you've written this all in Spanish. This was supposed to be in English.
Yeah.
That was a fail. But then you're like, well, it's written nicely though. Like you have to. It's the sandwich. It's the sandwich, guys.
Well, I suppose you can use that for all sorts of relationships, can't you?
Yeah, it does come off condescending though when you when it's very clear that you're
you just really want to get that bad.
Yeah,
when
you get that bad one across.
So make your good ones good.
Yeah, make your good ones good.
And I think you'd have to be in the right vibes before you start it.
Right buzz.
It's all about buzz.
It's all about buzz.
Have you anything you want to promote, Ella?
I'm going on tour with Cillian Murphy and Eddie Mullarkey. Is it Cillian Murphy? What was his first name?
Cillian Murphy, the actor.
Cillian Murphy, what was the other Murphy's
Colin
name?
Colin Murphy.
Colin.
I was like, where is she going with this? I was like, what kind of gag is this?
Sorry, Colin, I forgot your name there.
Okay, another one. Ella's lack of knowledge of pop culture. Is it just
I know who
infuriating
Cillian Murphy is.
At times?
Cillian Murphy's the guy who wears the little flat cap, isn't he?
From Peaky
Blinders, yeah?
Yeah.
Not Colin Murphy.
Not.
Colin Murphy's from Belfast and drinks Murphy's.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it seems like he would. I'm going on tour next year. Some ticket links are live.
And I'm coming with you. Let's go, guys.
Emma Doran. EmmaDoranComedy.com. Well,
you seem unsure about
No, it's EmmaDoranComedy.com. I asked you if
Wait,
you'd come,
if
I got some, if I got some
Wait,
merch. Are you saying now? Remind me to talk about this next week.
Wait,
I wanted to bring
subscribe.
Merch on her to sell it,
Wait,
and she was like, I don't know if I'd be available.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Chat you soon. Thanks very much for listening.
Subscribe.
Bye. Night.